Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 100 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey, and I will be your host for this episode, along with every member of our family. Yes, that's right. Each one of us has picked our favorite trivia category, and we will each be doing a separate round. And now, introducing the family, starting at Dad. A 6'2 man, number one, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, a 5'8 woman. Number two, already said that, the mom.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, a 5'1 young lady. It's Quinn the Quizinator.
Okay. I don't like that nigga.
And number four, a 4'11 young lady, Ren the Renegade.
Hola.
And rounding out the lineup, last but not least, a 4'even young man, Brooks the Buccaneer. Roxy!
La soldola.
And now that you've heard our starting lineup, each member has a joke. Dan, what is your joke?
This one's been with me since age 5. What did the limestone say to the geologist? Don't take me for granted.
Ba-dum-bum. Really? All right, jokester number two, Quinn, what is your joke?
How does a penguin build its house?
I don't know.
It glues it together.
That's funny. Good one. Jokester number three, Ren, what is your joke?
What do you call a magic dog?
What do you call a magic dog? I don't know.
A Labrador.
A Labrador. That's awesome. The next joke comes from Brooks.
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
What do you call a lazy kangaroo? I don't know.
A pouch potato.
A pouch potato. I love it. Thank you. And the last joke is mine. What do you call cheese that's not yours? Nacho cheese! And with that, we present episode number
100!
100!
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number one, Dan's category choice is fish. Question one. What is the fastest fish? Question two. Fish breathe by extracting oxygen from water through their what? Question three. What is the most poisonous fish? Question four. What is the term for a group of fish? Question five. There are two characters in the bad guys movie that are fish. Can you name one? Question six. What is the largest species of fish? Question seven. What are fish eggs that you can eat called? And now the answers to round one. Dan, why did you want fish as your category idea?
Well, you asked me about something that I enjoy, and I love to fish in the summertime and in the wintertime going ice fishing. So I thought that was an easy answer.
But instead of doing it about your hobby fishing, I did it about fish. So are you as good at fish knowledge as you are at fishing?
We'll find out.
All right. Question one. What is the fastest fish?
The barracuda.
Nope. The sailfish. It has been clocked at speeds of 110 kilometers per hour or 68 miles per hour. The average fish would be hard-pressed to reach 20 kilometers or 12 miles an hour. That's like five times faster. Is that math quick enough? Is that math work?
I think so. I'm glad you did the conversion for me.
Question two. Fish breathe by extracting oxygen from water through their what?
Gills. Thank you for an easy one.
You're welcome. I don't really understand how gills work or how fish breathe underwater, but here's how. As the fish opens its mouth, water runs over the gills, and blood in the capillaries picks up oxygen that's dissolved in the water. That still doesn't really tell me how, but it at least explains what it does. Question three, what is the most poisonous fish?
I'm going to go with the puffer fish.
That is correct. Their ovaries, eggs, blood, liver, intestines, and skin contain a fatally poisonous toxin called tetrodotoxin. And we learned, I don't know, a while ago that in order to be able to be a chef for a pufferfish, you have to go through like 2 years of culinary school specifically to know how to clean this fish so that you don't kill your patrons.
Yeah, I think I would only want to eat that at a restaurant that was highly trained.
Question four. What is the term for a group of fish?
A school.
And what school do they like to go to?
I have no idea.
I was wondering what you're going to say. Indiana University. That's what I thought you'd say. Even though that doesn't make sense, but. Question five. There are two characters in the bad guys movie that are fish. Can you name one?
The one that's a shark.
Do you know the other one?
The other one that's not a shark.
The other one is Mr. Piranha.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a shark and a piranha. The shark pretends to have a baby and the piranha does piranha stuff.
Do you remember their names?
I think the piranha's name is Mr. Piranha. I don't know the shark's name. But let me tell you about a piranha. They are native to the central and southern river systems of South America, where they inhabit tropical rivers and streams and are often found in murky water. I feel like I was really frightened of piranhas when I was younger, like when we'd go swimming in the river. I was always afraid of piranhas, but there are none in North America.
Yep. Chuck that up there with quicksand that we were always afraid of as well. Quicksand, which are two things in the Midwest that we will never come across. Very afraid.
That is so true. Oh, man. As a kid, I was like, yes, quicksand and piranhas. Neither of them anywhere near us, but boy, we were worried about them. Were we? I knew that if you were in quicksand, you needed a big long stick to hold across the hole to try to pull yourself out.
And don't flail or you'll sink faster.
Wow. Question six. What is the largest species of fish?
Sharks.
I need you to be more specific.
Bull shark.
Let me guess again.
Nurse shark.
It is a...
Let me guess again.
Dr. Shark.
Dr. Shark. There's no Dr. Shark. It is a whale shark. Reaching an average length of 45 feet and weighing up to 15 tons, the whale shark is generally considered the largest species of fish in the world. But I think they are very docile and they don't really hurt anything. I think they're like filter sharks, so they just float around and eat plankton and stuff. Question seven. What are fish eggs that you can eat called?
Caviar or roe?
That's exactly what I wrote. Caviar or roe. Good job. Do you like caviar or roe?
I think I've only had caviar one time, and I did really enjoy it. It's very salty, which makes it delicious.
It is very salty. Good job on the fish. You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks. I'm a little disappointed in my whale shark miss.
That was a hard one. Round number two. My category choice is finish the lyric. Question one. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's blank. Question two. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Good times never seemed so blank. Question three. I won't give up. No, I won't give in till I reach the end and then I'll blank. Question four. Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be blank. Question five. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a blank. Question six. Someday I'll be living in a big old city and all you're ever gonna be is blank. Question seven. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the blank. And now the round two answers. So even though this is my category of choice, since I write the trivia, it didn't really work for me to answer the questions because I wrote them. So we have Quinn and Ren here together to see if they know how to finish a lyric. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Question one. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's
fantastic.
Now sing it.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic.
It's fantastic. You can go on and on, can't you? Question two. Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. Good times never seemed so...
good.
So good! So good! So good! Sweet Caroline,
bum, bum, bum.
Question three. I won't give up. No, I won't give in till I reach the end, and then I'll...
Start again.
Start again. I won't give up. No, I won't give in till I reach the end, and then I'll start again. From Zootopia. Ren came up with that one. Question 4. Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be...
Say you be brave.
Brave. You want to sing it?
Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Yes, Sarah Bareilles. Question 5. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams, and then I saw her face. Now I'm a...
Believer! I'm a believer.
Love was out to get me. Da-da-da-da-da. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
Boom.
Now I'm a believer. What movie does that remind you of?
Shrek.
Yes. Question 6. Someday I'll be living in a big old city and all you're ever gonna be is...
Mean. Someday I'll be living in a big old city and all you're ever gonna be is mean.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend's playing in the Super Bowl tonight and... We're not related. She's... That was a great song. That is, our family does that all the time. Your dad and I are notorious for making up words to songs.
Yes.
I'm sure if they...
All of the light in the basement.
Yeah. That's my classic one. There's a song called Every Light in the House is On. It's like an old country song. And they leave the lights on in the basement all the time. So I always sing...
Every light in the basement's on.
And it doesn't ever help, even though I've sung that song hundreds of times. All right, last one. Question 7. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the...
End.
End.
We are the champions, my friends.
And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Dun, dun, dun. We are... Anyway, do you guys know who sings that song?
Chicken Little.
It is from the movie Chicken Little. Do you know the band that sings We Are the Champions? It's Queen! Good job, Ren! Did you guys go 7 for 7?
Yeah.
Good job, ladies!
Technically 8 for 7 with that Queenie question.
Oh, you got a bonus point for knowing it was Queen? I'll give that to you. You're a good team.
Yeah.
Round number 3. Quinn's category choice is riddles. Question 1. There is only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it? Question 2. You're running a race, and at the very end, you pass the person in second place. What place did you finish the race in? Question 3. What has 13 hearts but no other organs? Question 4. What can you catch but not throw? Question 5. I go up and down, but never move. What am I? Question 6. A bus driver was heading down a busy street in the city. He went past 3 stop signs without stopping, went the wrong way down a one-way street, and answered a message on his phone. But the bus driver didn't break any traffic laws. How? Question 7. I'm light as a feather, but even the world's strongest man couldn't hold me for much longer than a minute. What am I? Answers to round number three. When I originally wrote the questions and I was doing Quinn's round, I had her round as technology because you want to be on a device at all times, whether it's your phone or the tablet or whatever. And then I was like, what category do you want to do for episode 100? And you, without even a breath, said
riddles.
Riddles. Are you excited?
Yes.
All right. Riddle me this, Quinn. Question one. There is only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it?
Wrong.
The word wrong. W-R-O-N-G is the only word in the dictionary spelled wrong.
Yay.
Yay. Question two. You're running a race, and at the very end, you pass the person in second place. What place did you finish the race in?
Second place.
That is correct. Even when I was writing that one, I was like, first place, obviously. And then
if you pass the person that is in second place, you're still behind the person that is in first place.
Right. Second place. Just because you pass the person in second doesn't mean you're in first. It means you're in second. That is confusing. That is a good one. Question three. What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
A deck of cards.
That is correct. A deck of cards. That's a good one, too. I love these. Question four. What can you catch but not throw?
A cold.
How do you know all these? So, yeah, you can catch a cold, but you can't throw a cold. You can throw up if you have a cold, but... Question five. I go up and down, but never move. What am I?
I'm stumped. What is it?
A staircase.
I knew this.
You did know it now that you heard the answer?
I think I did. I did know that one.
All right. Question six. A bus driver was heading down a busy street in the city. He went past three stop signs without stopping, went the wrong way down a one-way street, and answered a message on his phone. But the bus driver didn't break any traffic laws. How?
No idea.
He was walking, not driving. I never said he was driving a bus. I just said he was a bus driver.
Oh!
That's a good one. Question seven. I'm as light as a feather, but even the world's strongest man couldn't hold me for much longer than a minute. What am I?
Your breath.
Your breath. That is correct. Quinn, you did very well on the riddles.
No, that was too low.
That's okay. You were over 50% right. That's a win. I mean, everything's a win, right?
Yeah.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jump into the world of Wildcrats at Philadelphia's Please Touch Museum. Explore the world of this PBS Kids series in the Wildcrats Creature Power Museum exhibit, opening May 31st. Discover animal habits from around the world as you swing through the trees like a spider monkey. sneak through the forest like a jaguar, hunt for lunch like a platypus, and much more in this adventurous new exhibit. Get tickets at pleasetouchmuseum.org. That's pleasetouchmuseum.org.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Round number four. Wren's category choice is snacks. Question one. True or false? It is possible for a child to get a sugar high after eating too much candy. Question two. Which popular U.S. snack cake features a cream-filled golden sponge cake? Question 3. Orville Redenbacher helped revolutionize which snack product? Question 4. Which seed, popular in many cultures, is often eaten roasted and salted and is known to be opened with one's teeth? Here's a hint. Some baseball players love to eat them. Question 5. What cookie has the title of being the world's best-selling cookie? Question 6. Scooby-Doo will do almost anything for what type of treat? Question 7. What type of snack mix, typically a combination of granola, dried fruit, nuts, and sometimes candy, was developed as a food to be taken on long hikes? And now the answers to round four. So, Wren, I was going to do candy for your category, of course, but I feel like we've done candy a lot recently. So instead, I decided to do snacks because you love snacks. What is your favorite snacks?
Cheeto Puffs.
Oh, Cheeto Puffs. Nice and healthy. Just the best option you could pick.
Yeah.
All right, question one. True or false? It is possible for a child to get a sugar high after eating too much candy.
Yes.
It's false. There is no evidence that sugar can influence a child's behavior or cognitive function or make a child hyperactive.
What?
So that's what it said. Apparently, there's not a lot of science behind the idea that a sugar high is going to make you hyperactive or... Question two. Which popular U.S. snack cake features a cream-filled golden sponge cake?
Twinkies?
Yes, it is Twinkies. Supposedly Twinkies will survive anything.
Oh, is that why they were in the WALL-E movie?
Yes, I don't know why.
Maybe because everyone likes them so much.
Maybe because of that. Question three. Orville Redenbacher helped revolutionize which snack product?
Orville what now?
Orville Redenbacher.
I have no idea.
Popcorn! Yeah! Versions of popcorn date back over 5,000 years, but Orville Redenbacher developed hybrids for the light and fluffy snowflake-style kernels often used today. So if you look at very popular, there's like, I think it's called Orville Redenbacher popcorn, but it's like kind of an older man with glasses and maybe a bow tie as the logo. And he's like the popcorn guy.
Kind of like the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kind of like, that's exactly what I was thinking. Kind of like the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy. Question four. Which seed, popular in many cultures, is often eaten roasted and salted and is known to be opened with one's teeth?
Sunflower seeds.
It is sunflower seeds. There are some delicious flavors of sunflower seeds, too. What's your favorite? Do you like the dill pickle ones?
I think that my favorite ones are the ranch.
Oh, you like the ranch ones? My favorite? There's a flavor called sweet and spicy. Oh, they are so good. Question five. What cookie has the title of being the world's best-selling cookie?
Chips Ahoy?
Good guess. Oreo!
I actually don't like Oreos as much as I used to. Unless they're mint.
Oh, I love Oreos. I love them. Mint, though, is my favorite, too. The golden Oreos with the double stuff, that might overtake my second place. So good. Question six. Scooby-Doo will do almost anything for what type of treat?
Scooby-Doo bones? I don't know.
A Scooby snack.
Oh.
They do look like Scooby-Doo bones, like the ones you can get at the store, right? I think those are based after what Scooby snacks look like in the cartoon.
Oh. I've never really even seen Scooby-Doo, so I don't even know anyone's name except for Scooby-Doo.
Not Shaggy or Velma, Daphne, Fred?
I might know Daphne.
Oh, okay. Question seven. What type of snack mix, typically a combination of granola, dried fruit, nuts, and sometimes candy, was developed as a food to be taken on long hikes?
Trail mix.
It is trail mix. Very good. You don't like trail mix.
At first, I was thinking of a protein bar, but then I was like, candy? That's trail mix.
Yeah.
Trail mix. Yeah, I said that wrong.
You would eat the candy from the trail mix and leave the rest.
I don't like the raisins.
Do you like the nuts?
No.
So then what does that leave? The candy.
Pistachios, I don't know.
Do you like pistachios?
No.
You learned something. This is a random note. You learned something about pistachios last night. What is it?
I learned two things. One, every single pistachio probably needs about a gallon of water.
Yeah, it takes a gallon of water to grow one pistachio.
And the oldest pistachio tree is 1,500 years old.
Yeah, so Dan listened to a podcast about pistachios and was filling us all in on all the pistachio knowledge. So apparently it takes a ton of water to grow pistachios. The oldest pistachio tree is 1,500 years old, and it takes 10 years for a pistachio tree to start producing pistachios. So there's a little extra knowledge for you from Ren. Good job.
Thank you.
Round number five. Brooks's category choice is NFL football. Question one. What team does Justin Jefferson play for? Question two. Which team's mascot is a pirate named Captain Fear? Question three. What NFL team's logo is simply a letter W? Question four. How many NFL team mascots are birds? Question five. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for which NFL team? Question six. Which team's mascot is a horse named Miles? Question seven. How do officials signal a foul in football? And now the answers to round five. Mr. Brooks, why did you pick NFL football for your choice?
Because it's my favorite sport.
You love football, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Question one. What team does Justin Jefferson play for?
The Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. And Brooks, when Justin Jefferson makes a touchdown, what is his signature touchdown dance called?
The gritty.
The gritty. Can you do the gritty?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Question two. Which team's mascot is a pirate named Captain Fear?
The Buccaneers.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You like their mascot, or you like their logo, don't you? Because you like pirates?
Yes.
Question three. What NFL team's logo is simply a letter W?
Washington Commanders.
Good job! It is the Washington Commanders. Yep, their logo is just a W. Question four. How many NFL team mascots are birds?
Five.
Can you name them?
No.
The Philadelphia
Eagles.
And the Arizona
Cardinals.
Yep. The Atlanta
Seahawks.
Close. Seattle Seahawks. That's one of the birds. Atlanta Falcons. And the Baltimore
Ravens.
Yeah, the Eagles, Cardinals, Falcons, Ravens, and Seahawks. That's five birds. You got it right. Good. Was that just a guess or did you know?
I knew.
Oh, you knew. Question five. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for which NFL team?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Who is your favorite football player?
Patrick Mahomes.
And what jersey are you wearing right now that you got from Santa Claus?
Patrick Mahomes.
Question six. Which team's mascot is a horse named Miles?
The Broncos.
The Denver Broncos. Do you know why his name is Miles?
Why?
Because Denver's nickname is the Mile High City. So the horse is named Miles.
We have a cousin named Miles.
We do have a cousin named Miles. That's true. All right, last one. Question seven. How do officials signal a foul in football?
They put a flag in the middle?
Yeah, they throw a flag. What color is the flag usually?
Yellow.
Unless it's a challenge flag, and then it's what color?
I don't know.
It's red. But most of the time when they have a foul, it's yellow and the refs throw it out there. Can you name a foul that sometimes they do?
Kicking?
Yeah, that would probably be bad. How about holding? Roughing the passer? Offsides? False start? All those things. Intentional grounding. Thank you. You did a really great job. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one, what is the largest species of fish?
The whale shark.
Question two, Orville Redenbacher helped revolutionize which snack product?
Popcorn.
Question three, what has 13 hearts but no other organs?
A deck of cards.
Question four, what NFL team's logo is simply a letter W?
The Washington Commanders.
Question five. What are fish eggs that you can eat called?
Caviar or roe?
Question six. I'm light as a feather, but even the world's strongest man couldn't hold me for much longer than a minute. What am I?
Your breath.
Question seven, what team's mascot is a horse named Miles?
The Broncos.
And that's episode 100.
No, we're never going to have an episode 100 again.
I'm happy we're on triple digits.
We get to start over at one. It starts with one thing. I don't. Sorry, we had enough singing in this episode. All right, we have a couple shout outs. There were two listeners who liked the NFL along with Brooks. So thank you to Zachary for the idea. Thanks, Zachary. And also Brody for some of the questions.
Thanks, Brody.
All right. Guys, for episode 100, we would really, really appreciate a 5-star review. And if you could just share about us, tell everybody, tell your friends, tell your classmates, tell somebody on the street. Open up your windows and shout to the person in the car next to you. Just tell the world about Trivia for Kids. Do you have any ideas? You could fly a sign behind an airplane that says, listen to Trivia for Kids.
You could drive a jet and have that like powder stuff coming out of the back, then spell Trivia for Kids.
I have two. You can have a blimp that says Trivia for Kids, or you could be like a daredevil and like go on one of those like air things that like take you up in the air, then come down, and then the parachute comes down and it says Trivia for Kids.
When there's a card that has a stamp on it that says Trivia for Kids.
Ooh, bumper sticker. I love that idea.
Next to lost dog posters.
Lose your dog? Listen to Trivia for Kids podcast. Will that help them find their dog?
We'll tell you about how to
find your dog. All right. And with that, the conversation starter is, if you had 100 of something, what would it be?
$100 billion.
$100 billion? Okay.
100 microphones.
You have 100 microphones?
100 trips to Italy.
100 college degrees so that you wouldn't have to go to school anymore.
Oh, I thought you'd say 100 cats.
I want that too.
100 football helmets.
100 football helmets. So many things. I would like 100 new social media followers. So you think we can do that? If you don't follow us on social media, give us a follow. See if I can get 100 new ones. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.